the White House.
One of the biggest problems for the White House in recent weeks has been controlling the questions about the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys. One of those 8 is Paul Charlton, formerly the U.S. attorney for Arizona. NPR's Ted Robbins has been looking into various theories about the Charlton firing. He has this report.
Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle was among the first outside the executive branch to hear that Paul Charlton was being fired as U.S. attorney for Arizona. In fact, Kyle says he heard it from Alberto Gonzalez himself.
The attorney general called me on December 7th to tell me that the action was going to be taken with respect to these various U.S. attorneys, including Paul Charlton.
Kyle was upset, particularly when the firing was linked to poor performance. He had helped Charlton get his appointment as U.S. attorney for Arizona in 2001, then helped him get additional staff for Charlton's district, which took in the busy border with Mexico. So Kyle asked for an explanation. The Justice Department took it seriously enough to send Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty to Kyle's office the next day. McNulty explained the firing was over policy, not performance, but Senator Kyle remained dissatisfied.
At the conclusion of that meeting, I asked him, in view of Charlton's good record, whether he would be willing to ask the Attorney General to reconsider the decision, and Mr. McNulty said that was a fair request and that he would do so.
But it was too late. Charlton resigned, apparently realizing that his policy differences with the Justice Department were too great. Charlton had sought the death penalty for murder on a case-by-case basis. The Justice Department wanted to apply it to every case. Charlton wanted to tape criminal confessions on Indian reservations. The Justice Department blocked that request.
He wanted to continue to advance that position. The Justice Department had decided otherwise, and I don't think that they wanted to be bothered by his further requests to debate the matter.
Emails released by the White House exposed further rifts. An exchange between then-Speaker of the House Denny Hastert and the White House over Charlton's decision to only prosecute marijuana seizures of 500 pounds or more. Another complaint from the head of the Justice Department's obscenity task force that Charlton refused to prosecute more pornography cases. But there is one politically explosive case that remains at the edges of the Charlton firing. A corruption investigation into Republican Arizona Congressman Rick Renzi. 11 days before last November's election, an anonymous Justice Department official confirmed that Renzi was being investigated over a land swap that would benefit a business partner and friend of Renzi's. Renzi was close enough to President Bush that the president came to Arizona and campaigned for him. But since that first leak, no one will confirm or deny the Renzi investigation. Although Charlton himself, in an email, asked Justice how he should respond to media inquiries about it. He got no written response. John Kyle remains frustrated at the way the Charlton firing was handled, angry that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez originally testified it was for poor performance.
Paul Charlton was a good U.S. attorney. He had significant challenges with a large number of immigration-related cases. So under very difficult circumstances, he performed very well.
The Justice Department did not respond to a request for comment on this story. Paul Charlton is now working in private practice in a Phoenix law firm. He declined to be interviewed for this story because he says he expects to be subpoenaed to testify before Congress. Ted Robbins, NPR News.